Thank you, Madam Chair. First of all, I would like to express solidarity and deep sadness to the tragic loss of lives and acts of violence, including conflict-related sexual violence. Your Excellencies, as the committee is concerned that the latest escalation deepens the risk of conflict-related sexual violence much further, could the State Party provide information on what measures are being undertaken to ensure adequate technical, administrative, and financing capacity to strengthen coordination among duty bearers responsible for preventing and combating conflict-related sexual violence, including investigators, prosecutors, newly appointed judges, civil society, to strengthen investigation, prosecution, accountability for conflict-related sexual violence, rehabilitation of perpetrators, and access to justice for victims. Additionally, could the State Party provide information on what incentives have been applied to increase the recruitment of judges and prosecutors trained in handling conflict-related sexual violence to handle the backlog of conflict-related sexual violence, especially in rural areas, including supporting the work of the GBV coordinators in IDP camps, in line with the joint communique on addressing conflict-related sexual violence and international and regional women rights instruments? Your Excellencies, according to the State Party report, capacity building has been provided to duty bearers. Could the esteemed delegation provide information if the State Party has conducted an impact assessment to determine the impact of the capacity building training offered to duty bearers responsible for combating conflict-related sexual violence? If yes, what key findings demonstrate measurable improvements in accountability and reduced impunity? Moreover, given the significant backlog of conflict-related sexual violence cases, particularly in rural areas, could the esteemed delegation provide information on what measures are in place to expand the recruitment and retention of judges and prosecutors trained in conflict-related sexual violence? How often are duty bearers responsible for combating conflict-related sexual violence, such as judges, legal officers, GBV coordinators in camps, and prosecutors trained in investigating, identifying, prosecuting conflict-related sexual violence crimes, and what does the training entail? How often are the provisions of the CEDAW Convention and other regional instruments on conflict-related sexual violence incorporated in the training, as well as public awareness campaigns on conflict-related sexual violence and other sustainable solutions developed to combat conflict-related sexual violence? Lastly, if I may, I would like also to emphasize on what has been raised earlier this morning in our morning session concerning the involvement of women in the peace negotiations. Could the esteemed delegation please provide information on this crucial issue? Thank you very much.